I'm Andre Bell for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Have you noticed a subtle change, a tech pause, in the conversation about technology? Is anything goes and the more the better such a great idea? Remember the first days of the internet when email was so incredible? Now my email is, well, a real drag. It's not about connecting with people. It's about everyone wanting to sell me their product or their opinion. And I resent having to unsubscribe from a myriad of unwanted intrusions into my personal space. Email may be annoying, but AI is wonderful and terrifying at the same time. AI technology is galloping along at an uncontrollable speed with no one seriously looking at putting the brakes on, even temporarily. Do we really want to do everything just because we can? Many are fighting to rein in unbridled technology. Increased loneliness, depression, and suicide have some parents taking the bull by the horns and demanding accountability from the tech industry. And product designers are finding a new market for low-tech products like dumb phones that can only be used for texting and making phone calls, kind of like the old landline in your pocket. According to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, once a culture's basic survival needs are met, it must look beyond the material world to fulfill its needs. I think of the material world as a room filled with people who eat so much that eventually there's no more room for anybody to move around. Things get very tight and uncomfortable, but people still keep eating, not realizing there's a door that leads outside. Through that door, beyond the material world, lies beauty, expanded consciousness, and vast opportunities. But people are not so different from an example Michael Pollan wrote about in one of his books. A poultry business housing about 25,000 chickens wanted to make more money by saying the chickens were free range. So the company created a fenced-in yard outside the chicken factory. But not one of the 25,000 chickens would go through the open door because no chicken will leave warmth, food, water, and chicken friends to go to a totally strange environment that might be full of predators. Aren't we sometimes like those chickens? But there are some brave souls. Recently, I read an article in Atlantic Magazine by a journalist and his wife who removed internet from their home. He talks about seeing technology as a tool, not a way of life. Sure, there's the inconvenience of having to drive into town for Zoom calls and checking his email, but also the vast benefits of having more time at home with his wife and young son, about reading books and magazines, and occasionally watching a DVD movie. Maybe Gen Z, the age group currently between 14 and 29, will lead us out that door. They've never lived without the internet and cell phones. But many of them realize that whether you're a chicken or a person, there is a world beyond material survival. Many Gen Zers are looking for more meaning in their lives by choosing to become teachers, even though teaching is very stressful, doesn't pay much, and doesn't have much status in our culture. Perhaps they're seeing something greater. Perhaps they're seeing a bigger, brighter world that they can't wait to get a hold of. So what's keeping you from going out that door into a universe beyond materialism? Is it the seduction of scrolling on your phone? Or what your friends will think if you're crazy enough to investigate the extraordinary? Or are you, well, how can I put it? Are you just plain chicken? For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.